As supply chain kinks drive up prices and disrupt holiday shopping, Democrats are scrambling to show action and deflect blame. Sarah Muha, politics reporter at Axios, says vulnerable Democrats worry supply chain snafus will hurt them in next year's midterms. Sarah, what are you hearing?
As listeners have even personally experienced, there have been some supply chain issues. They're driving up prices, they're disrupting holiday shopping, and as the party in control of both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue, right, the White House and both houses, both chambers in Congress, Democrats are sort of scrambling now to show that, one, they recognize that there's a problem, two, that they are, you know, working to take care of it in the best that they can, and then three, to sort of deflect the blame from them as those 2022 midterms are approaching rapidly.
How do you deflect the blame for something like this, right? This is one of those easy to understand, very tangible items for voters. Prices are up everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, voters are very quick to blame presidents for big problems that they often don't have direct control over. So, you know, the way that House Democrats, particularly in those swing districts, these are called frontline members, that's another term for them, they are taking steps, they're writing letters to the president. This is all, of course, a show of force to show, hey, look, we're paying attention, we find this issue important. They're urging House leadership to make the supply chain issue a priority. You know, I spoke with an aide to Sidney Axne. She's a Democrat from Iowa, and she's introduced a number of bills to sort of address the issue, but she's also planning to formally write a letter and say to House leadership, hey, we need to be making this a priority now that we've passed both of the infrastructure bills out of the House.
Is there a way for them to get out from underneath this, the Democrats, in terms of the blame?
I mean, it's hard. On one hand, they're the party in power, and how voters view that is, well, then they are to blame for what is going on with my wallet. And on the other hand, though, I will say we do these focus groups every month, and only 2 out of the 10 voters that we spoke to said that they would blame the president and Democrats for inflation, which, of course, is a side effect of a supply chain problem. And most of them said, no, like, we know this isn't really the president's doing. And these are all swing voters. So they're slightly biased toward the president, but they're still pretty moderate and still could swing back to vote Republican at any time.
We're speaking with Sarah Muha, politics reporter at Axios. Her story is called Dems Fear Supply Chain Blame. The White House is trying to control this too, right? Didn't you say they sent out a memo to reporters about efforts they're making?
They did. Yep. It was sort of like 3 quick supply chain points that they set ahead of Thanksgiving and sort of all the Black Friday shopping. They said that, you know, retailers are saying that they have stock. They have plenty of, you know, goods and groceries that anyone would need. And they did sort of push back on the criticism that the president isn't, you know, in control of the issue.
I think you referenced it was a Congresswoman Spanberger from Virginia. She wants a supply chain czar in charge here.
Yeah, that's right. She has been very, very vocal. Of course, she is in an extremely vulnerable position in those suburbs where Glenn Youngkin, you know, the now governor, won by a significant amount of points. And so she's looking at her district and saying, all right, I need to make sure that these voters know that I am on their side. And she sent Biden a letter urging him to appoint a supply chain czar, just like you mentioned.
Thanks, Sarah. That is Sarah Muha, politics reporter at Axios.